Rockline. Rockline is brought to you by AT&T. It's all within your reach. Tonight, Rockline brings you a special evening of exclusive live performances and your calls for Stir. To speak with the band, call toll-free at 1-800-344-ROCK. That's 1-800-344-7625. Now, the inventor of the 5-4-3 double play, Bob Coburn.
Hey, how do you know I play third base, man? I'll take that 5-4-3 DP anytime, man. That's action around the diamond, around the horn. Hey, we got a good rock line for you tonight. Glad to have you aboard. Stir continues to shake things up with their debut self-titled release, going strong with a second hit from this collection of a dozen songs. Rockline is pleased to welcome once again from Stir, vocalist and guitarist Andy Schmidt. Good evening. How are you tonight?
Hello, Bob. How are you?
I'm doing great. Good to see you tonight. Also, the bassist for the band, Kevin Gagnepain.
Hey, Bob.
Good to see you. And the drummer behind me and in a separate room from the rest of us, we had to lock him away, is Brad Booker. Hey, Brad, how you doing tonight, man?
Hello in there, Bob.
I'm going to get the crick in my neck turning around looking at you tonight. Now, the reason Brad is back there because you guys are going to do a live set later on, and we've got the drums isolated and everything. And the other reason is that Andy and Kevin said that they didn't want to be with Brad
tonight
either.
Yeah, he smells.
So, yeah, okay, that's it. So.
Stinky.
Just want to get to the real truth here. This album just keeps hanging in there and hanging in there. And I'll throw this to Andy. Did you ever think the album would be so long-lived? I mean, it just keeps sticking around and sticking around, which is a great thing for you guys.
Well, since we started out with the idea of doing an independent record, it's cool that we've gone this far with the Capitol Records now. So it's great. We're still working it. We're anxious to work the rest of it. So
let's talk about the independent thing briefly here. Kevin, you went from Aware Records, which is based out of Evanston, Illinois, and went to Capitol. There was kind of an odd transition there. It seemed like you were unaware for a while, and then finally you went to Capitol. What was the deal there?
The album was released last March, actually 2 Marches ago now, on Aware Records, and then Capitol signed us from the release, and they wanted to just re-release the record. I guess they bought the rights from Aware or whatever. I don't know all the legal aspects of all that. But they did that, and they re-released the record on October 1st on Capitol. So that was really the first time that a lot of people heard us. But people in the Midwest and some areas of the Southeast know us from being unaware.
Now, having eyes in the back of my head, I'm going to throw this to Brad back there. Brad, were there other labels in pursuit of you guys besides Capitol?
Yeah, there were a couple, but we ultimately went with Capitol because we felt they had a passion for the music, where a lot of the other labels was kind of a business type of thing.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I got to have passion for the music. You guys do, and you want a label that has that. Now, I introduced you guys as to what you play, but it was really kind of a synopsis. You actually do a little bit more than that. Why don't we elaborate a little bit? And Andy, how many stringed instruments do you actually play?
Well, on the record, I did several. I don't get a chance to do that too often live, though, because we're a three-piece and stick to the electric guitar. But I did the dobro, a hammer a dulcimer. What else do we use? Glockenspiels, I don't remember. Yeah. That was a long time ago.
And the vaunted triangle, of course. You know, yeah, you've got to have one of those.
I've been experimenting with mandolin and synth stuff lately, so we'll see what comes of that.
And Kevin, what is a dobro bass?
Well, if you know what a dobro guitar is, it's the same thing in a bass form. It's an acoustic bass with
resophonic.
Yeah, a resonator in it, an actual like metal sort of speaker cone shaped thing in the center that resonates. It's a country instrument, really.
Uh-huh. And Brad, you not only play drums, but you actually started off as a keyboard player, didn't you?
Tickled the ebony and the ivory a little bit on the piano.
And when did you switch?
I started playing drums when I was 11.
And all you guys sing, too, huh?
Not really.
Not really? No. Well, they're going to fake it for you a little bit later tonight. We're happy to have the guys from Stir joining us right here in our Hollywood Rockline studio. The band brought their gear a little bit later on. We'll be treated to some great live performances, mostly electric. I think one acoustic thrown in there. And a couple of surprises tonight, too. Maybe a new song and a cover song that you haven't heard by the
could
guys
happen.
Before. Yeah, could happen. We'll see. If you'd like to speak with the guys, call us toll-free at 1-800-344-ROCK. That's 1-800-344-7625. Rockline is brought to you by AT&T. Yeah, talking to these guys before the show, sometimes they have to clean the tour bus as punishment. Isn't that right, Andy?
Unfortunately, it's not our tour bus. Yeah.
Nothing like cleaning somebody else's tour bus. Let's take a call. We have Tara on the line. She's in Milwaukee. Hi.
Hi. Hey, you guys rock.
Hey, Tara. Thank you. Did you see us recently?
No, not really.
No?
I'd like to, though.
Well, you'll get to hear him tonight. What's your question, Tara?
I was wondering what the song Stale is about.
That song's about the first song that we ever wrote as a band. That's exactly what it's about.
And it's about 3.5 minutes long.
Mm-hmm. You guys. That answer's Stale.
That actually was the very first song that we recorded for demo purposes. And basically just a relationship gone kind of stale. And make your own assumptions as you listen to the song. So
there you go, Tara. Let your own interpretation take over there. From your neighboring state, Kansas, Manhattan, this is Kevin. Hi.
Hi. My question was, when and where was your first gig and how did it go?
Our very first show actually was out of town. We're from St. Louis. We played in Springfield, Missouri, opening up for a group of friends. Springfield, Missouri. And I was a little nervous. And I really haven't been, I was really never nervous on stage, but that night, for some reason, my hair was screwed up, so I was a little conscious of that.
Was it because first gig or because it was friends?
Boy, I don't know. What was it?
Everything. We had been in another band together before we formed Stir, and this was all new songs, and it was like the first time that the three of us were on stage together and wondering how the songs went, because we had been playing the same songs in a different, you know, different songs in a different band for so long. So it was new.
Concentrating, you know.
And speaking of Andy's hair, in the many years that Rockline has been on the air, it's the first time I've ever seen someone get a haircut in the studio before the program went on the air. What the heck was that all about?
All three of us did, actually.
Three of you did?
Yeah, we're out here. We're going to film a video this week, and we have a photo shoot. And so this was like the only free time, so sorry to get hair all over the
studio.
I'll
show you a haircut before the night's over, guys. Thank you for calling, Kevin. We got Jeff. He's in Milwaukee, too. Hi.
Hey, guys. Love your stuff.
Hey, Jeff. Thank you.
If you guys could tour with any band that's still around, who would it be and why?
I'd like to hear that from each of you. Why don't you start, Andy?
We get asked that a lot. That's a difficult question. Pink Floyd.
Pink Floyd, huh? Kevin, how about you?
Rolling Stones, probably.
And Brad?
I'd probably have to keep on going with the Samples.
With the Samples, yeah. Huh? which are friends of yours. Yeah,
yes.
Right? Yeah,
just way too much fun.
Yeah.
We had a lot of fun with the Samples, no doubt. They're a great group of guys.
Incredible band.
And Andy told me before the show, that's the bus that you got to clean out because you missed your bus and rode with them, and they made you clean the bus out.
Yeah.
We were thankful for the ride, though.
See, rock and roll, it's all glamour, people. It's, you know, it's just glamour one day after another. Jim is in Toronto, Ontario, patiently waiting. You're on the air now, Jim.
Hi, guys. How's it going?
Pretty good, Jim. How are you?
Oh, I'm all right. I hope to hear some of those vocals you guys were talking about before when you guys play your little live performances. I can't wait. You guys totally made my night, but let me get straight to the big question. How did you guys prepare writing for your album, guys?
It was a long process. We had so many demos worked out prior to signing with Aware Records and doing an actual studio album. That we had so many demos compiled. Basically, we gave those all to our producer, Justin Niebank, and he kind of picked the ones, and we all worked out at the gym for a couple of weeks prior to going down there and did an album.
Yeah, at the time we recorded, we had been on the road, and in fact, in the middle of recording, we were on the road. So a lot of the tunes that are on the record were road tested before they were actually recorded, so that was a help in preparation also.
And Justin Niebank to start out with. I mean, pretty good deal there, you guys.
He's worked with a lot of great bands.
Yeah, Blues Traveler, Eric Clapton, Freddie Jones on down the line. Yeah, not a bad start. Jim, thank you very much. Let's speak with David in Augusta, Georgia. You're on Rockline, David.
Hi, guys.
Hey, howdy.
I'd like to know if you guys prefer recording in the studio or playing live.
Playing live.
Boy, am I glad to hear that.
You only get to record in the studio for about 1 month out of every 2, and in our case, 4 years.
4 years.
Yeah, right. So definitely playing live. That's what we spend most of our time doing.
Brad, did the songs evolve a lot, especially for a 4-year period? They've got to, huh?
Yeah, they have to keep it fresh from our perspective.
Yeah.
I think we'd be lying to the crowd if we didn't do that.
Let me tell you guys where you're going to be in the next couple of days. On May 17th, you'll be in Maryland Heights, Missouri at Riverport, Polaris, Columbus, Ohio on the 18th of May. The 21st, Summer Point, New Jersey at Brownies. New Jersey on May 22nd at the Bar Anticipation. Can that be correct? In South Belmar, New Jersey. You guys are going to be there, so.
Sounds fun.
Yes, yeah, sounds
I'm
like a blast to me, man.
I can't wait.
Bethlehem, Pennsylvania on the 23rd at Lupo's, then Liberty Memorial in Kansas City on the 24th, the 26th in Chicago, Illinois. I've heard of that. House of Blues. Oh, that'd be a great gig, man. And and Mama Kin's in Boston on the 28th of May. So that's where your life is going to take you in the next few days. We're going to talk with Justin in Oklahoma City. Justin, you're on Rockline.
Yo, man, what's happening?
Hey, Justin.
What's up, Justin?
I saw you guys in concert in Tulsa, man.
Cool.
Where's that?
Kicking ass, man.
Kane's Ballroom, right?
Yeah, Samples.
Yeah, yeah, that's it.
Kicking ass, man.
All right.
Hey, what was the song We Belong about? Who you guys belong to?
A special cult in St. Louis. No, unfortunately, that's a song about my best friend's parents who got killed recently, and it's just kind of a tribute to them. I reworked the lyrics so it... reminiscent of the two family members, basically, of mine. So it goes out to those two.
Boy, is that one hard for you to do live?
You know what? It makes me sing it even with more passion and aggression. I actually enjoy singing that song because of that.
So it serves more as a release than anything for you now.
Yeah.
Yeah, a cathartic piece of music there. Justin, good call, and glad you enjoyed the show there. Providence, Rhode Island is where we're headed now. This is Mark on Rockline. Hi.
Hi, how you guys doing?
Pretty good.
Mark.
Oh, wow. Seems like voices out of the past.
Uh-oh. Oh, I get it.
I'd like to know, first off, I think my CD player has burnt a hole through the disc.
All right.
And I'm anxiously awaiting, I think we all are, some new music. And when you guys might be going back into the studio for that.
I tell you what, Mark, we're starting to prepare for that right now, and we've been doing that whilst on the road. But we still have an album to work, you know, so we got, it's going to be a while.
Any chance of a new song tonight when you play live?
Yeah, I think we may have written one earlier this afternoon that we're going to do.
Oh, yeah, just kind of banged it out this afternoon.
Together.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Mark, thank you for the, you got another question? Yeah, go ahead.
I have one more question. I think you pretty much answered it, when they're going to be back in this area. I guess you said May 28th in Boston at Mama Kin's.
That's right.
And I really look forward to seeing you guys. Real quick, I have one real quick question. How did you guys come up with the name Stir?
At first, it was an amalgamation of other musicians in St. Louis. We had a guest guitarist. We had a percussionist. And I said amalgamation, didn't I?
You did. That's a...
Is that work in that sentence? I don't even know.
Sure, who cares? That's a word in our bio. Sorry, it's kind of an inside joke. Yeah. It's a word in our bio that we don't like, and it's still there. So
we've been a five-piece, we've been a four-piece, we've been a three-piece. So it just depended on who was playing at the beginning of our Stir history.
Substitute bass players, substitute drummers.
Yeah,
various times. So
Kevin and Brad did tours with other bands across seas. So as a guest musician, so I had to fill in the gaps with other people around town. So.
Thank you for explaining amalgamation to us. I couldn't figure out why Kevin had his head in his hands after that. It's like, wow, can it be that bad? Mark, thanks for being on. We're headed to St. Charles, Missouri.
Hey, I know that place.
Hey, Jim.
Hey, guys. Me and my girlfriend, Tracy, we love you.
Cool.
And I want to know, what's that song Ladybug about? Is that about a bug?
Or is it about a lady?
Jim and Tracy, how you guys doing?
We're doing good, man. Guys, we love you. We're so proud you're from St. Charles. Man.
Yeah, that's great. Have you ever met us before? I mean, that's St. Charles.
Well,
is...
the only thing I heard is that you all suck in golf, especially Brad Booker.
I'll tell you what, that
hurts.
Well, recently we've been practicing, so watch out. Next time we're back.
Have you been practicing your golf?
Yep.
Really, Andy?
Yeah, next time.
Kevin, you've been practicing your golf?
Man, I hit the driving range daily.
Brad, can you even hit your weight yet?
At Eagle Lake in Farmington, I don't know.
I can drive. I got a good 50-yard drive going right now.
The song Ladybug is about being on the road and how much that bugs your girlfriend.
What's up, guys? Favaz.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, now you guys know what's going on here, huh?
You made it through.
It's a big trick.
It's Favaz from Keishi in St. Louis, who is one of the announcers there. He's been with the station for years and years and years and works nights and is a good friend of the band.
How did you guys let him through? I don't understand.
Hey, I got the call from Jim Villanueva tonight.
Who is our producer?
We want you to get through and call and say hello to the guys.
That's awesome. Where are you guys at?
I'm not trying to steal your thunder, but Jim called and said, yeah, you know I'll call.
Cool.
Yeah.
You know we love talking to you, guy.
Man, you guys sound good, and we're all very proud of you. And the only thing that sucks now, Bob, is that we can't see him like every other weekend like we used to.
We took him from you, Favaz.
I know.
And Jim told me you'd be good, and you flat fooled him big time, man. My tip of the hat to you, Favaz. That was a great job.
You're back on Rockline too, man. You sounded great.
Hey, cool. Thank you very much. The great call. Snooker, Jim.
Your pool, big rock and roll swindle.
Your pool ain't too good either, guys. We'll take a break and come back. They're going to play live in just a minute. We're going to get jamming here on Rockline. Stick around. We're just heating up. Your number to call is toll-free, 1-800-344-ROCK on the Global Satellite Network. Ready to rock and roll? We certainly are with Stir. They're our guests for the full 90 minutes tonight. They're going to play live. This is the song that really broke it open for the band, the first big hit for the guys. I understand you're going to start out with Looking For.
That's it.
Let's do it.
That sound you listen for sound like it once or more. Only happens once or twice. Someone thought it might be nice, but we don't care about it. We don't care about it. No, no. What's that touch of feeling for? Feels like it once or more. Only happens again today. Same feelings yesterday, but we don't. No.
Yeah. Good stuff. Man. We have a huge crowd in the Rockline anteroom here. I don't know if you can hear that on the air or not, but people going bananas in there. That's a good job, you guys. Way to go. Outstanding. The songs have evolved a little bit, haven't they? Yeah. Let you guys catch your breath for a second, and let's just keep right on going on Rockline. It's an evening with Stir. They're playing a couple of back-to-back live sets here, and the next song that they have scheduled to play is Until Now. So go ahead and take it.
Like it was before. Yeah, but the
songs I didn't want to hear.
Live on Rockline, Global Satellite Network, Until Now is the name of that song. Now, Andy's going to change guitars. It's a really good-looking guitar you're playing, silver-speckled and really nice and attractive guitar there. Now, Kevin's off mic, and Andy's changing guitars, so let me mention a couple of concert dates here. New Haven, Connecticut, the 29th of May, the 30th, Hyannis, Massachusetts, Utica, New York, on the 31st and into June, and Nashua, New Hampshire, on the 4th, on June 5th, Scranton, PA, Providence, Rhode Island, the 7th, 13th, Savannah, Georgia, the 22nd, in Blakeslee, Pennsylvania, and July 17th, yeah, that is, it goes from June to July 17th, Montgomery City, Missouri. So it's kind of back in your home turf there. And you about ready to go? Yeah.
Did you say Montgomery City, Missouri?
That's what it says.
Awesome. Never heard of it.
It says Montgomery City, Missouri. 6,000 at the Montgomery County Fair. You will have heard of it by the time you get back there, believe me. And you'll hear about it, too.
As soon as I get there.
Yeah. Do you need more time, or are you ready to go here?
I'm ready to go.
Yeah, I was just going to say, because I know back behind me, Brad's got a microphone there. It's a good trade. We get you guys in Los Angeles, and you guys get the Rams in St. Louis. I'm liking this.
Yeah, we're going to go for the Lakers next.
Yeah, okay. Well, where they're playing, you can have them, too. This song is called 10 Dances. This is on the new album, too. This is Stir and Rockline.
From a fairy tale, I wouldn't think I could have. This little girl can remember then, but we sure couldn't forget. We sang a song, say it all night long, and matter of fact, we didn't. Sort of confused, stoned a bit, but made the best instead. Father said, song is song. You don't need a reason. But love and tell all the things I knew. There are things I knew back then. 10 dances on a fancy night. Paid for it all. No sleep till the morning gone. No sleep at all. You think she comes from a fairy tale, now she wouldn't think I could have. She wore a gold-filled bow and red dress that day, and all the boys would stare. We sang a song, sang it all night long, and matter of fact with them. Somebody somewhere looked down on her and said, this time we'll play it again. When Father says, song is song, you don't need a reason. Love will tell all the things I knew, there were things I knew back then. 10 dances on a fancy night, paid for it all. No sleep till the morning comes, no sleep at all. 10 fancies on a dancing night, paid for it all. You lose sleep, you're wondering why, can't get it on. Get it on! We'll be right back.
tonight paid for it all. No sleep till the morning comes, no sleep at all. 10 fences on Tesla's night paid for it all. You lose sleep, you're wondering why you can't get it on. Get it on, well, you're my wonderful. But I know how to think you're my wonderful. But I know how to think you're my wonderful. But I know how to think I. Well, I think I touched her soul.
Yeah! Yeah, all right. Woo! 10 Dances by Stir on Rockline. Stir, the name of the band and the name of their great debut CD. And if you speak with them tonight, you'll get a copy in the mail courtesy of Capitol Records. Now, you're going to play a song right now that sounds quite a bit different on the album from the arrangement that you're going to do right now, One Angel. This is going to be the new single. And this is the song you got the haircuts for earlier today?
Yeah.
You didn't pay for those haircuts.
For the video. eventually we will.
Yeah, sure you will. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Stir live on Rockline.
She walks in the room with a smile, only heaven knows what she's bringing me. And there's no telling why she comes at home. Cause I kept seeing on her, but as the days fly and the years go, something crazy is coming on me. It's you I'm missing, and I thought it. Walks in a room with a smile, only heaven knows what she's bringing me. And there's no telling why she comes at home. Cause I can't be seen or heard as the days fly and the seconds go. Something crazy still coming over me. Well, she's one hit, one smile after all I'm to blame. But I want more than I thought I would. But then again, well, she came straight into my heart. Now she floats just like the angels from above. One angel watching over me. We'll be right back.
One Angel by Stir on Rockline at the Global Satellite Network, live in our studio here. And you guys got a new song you're going to do right now. And I'm eager to hear this because the record's been out for a while. We've all kind of absorbed that. And hear the, I guess you guys have been probably practicing this on the road a little bit too, huh, Brad? Yeah. Yeah, just un poquito, huh? Yeah. You're in Southern California, man. You got to get with the Spanish here. All right, another guitar change for Andy here. Boy, you're quick, man. Gee whiz. Look at that man go. Got the cans back on, got the new guitar, and this song is called Take Me to the Moon by Stir on Rockline.
Please take me to
Indeed, Stir live on Rockline, a brand new song never before heard on the radio. Rockline exclusive, we're going to call that. Take Me to the Moon is the name of that song. Outstanding job, you guys. We got to take a break. We'll be back in a moment on Rockline on the Global Satellite Network. We were thinking about doing another song, but then we realized it would deprive you of a chance to talk with Stir, so we decided to go back to the phones and let you talk with Andy, Kevin, and Brad a little longer here. To St. Louis we head. This is Robin. Hi, Robin. How are you?
Hi. Hi, boys.
Hey, Robin. Howdy.
It is the Robin.
Hi, Robin.
Andy, I can't believe I got through. This makes my evening.
How you doing?
Oh, we miss you here. We miss you.
Robin, I think we need to go take a smoke break real quick.
Yeah. Well, I'm doing that right now because I'm very excited to hear you guys.
Awesome.
You sound excellent. And I wanted to know, my question, my big question here is how you keep up your energy on stage, because you... The people in the audience there know from just hearing you that the live experience just blows you away. Is there a new Ginsana beer or something? Or?
Heineken.
Yeah.
Lots of Heineken.
But how do you do it? You're on the road, you eat a lot of junk food? Or?
Actually, we kind of take care of ourselves lately. Things have gotten a little better on the road, so we do a lot of physical activity such as Frisbee. And Brad and I play, what do we play together?
Croquet.
Bocce ball. Bocce. A little bit of cribbage in there.
Bocce ball. Well, I got to tell you, Robin, you're right. They did get a little worked up in here. We're in their new haircuts. You're going to have your hair redone. I'm sorry about that. You know, they are a little hot and sweaty in here. Yeah, some good jamming going on here in the Rockline studio. We're going to head to Des Moines, Iowa, and speak with Lori. Lori, you're on the show.
Hi. My question is, have you done any low-dough shows? And what do you think about the ticket prices for the shows and concerts?
We do a lot of low-dough shows.
Actually, we did one in Des Moines, Iowa, didn't we? Wasn't that a low-dough show?
Well,
on
was.
St. Patrick's Day.
You two guys defer to Brad all the time. Is he the final word in the band or
he's
something?
He's the only one that remembers things.
That's what it is.
Steel trap.
Steel trap. Huh? Nothing escapes Brad and the drum kit back there. Okay, we got the final word. So they have been doing Lodo shows, and there was one right there in your area, Lori. We're going to go back to St. Louis, and naturally you're getting some home state calls tonight, which is good to hear. You know, which is unusual for you guys because you really don't play there that often. Most of the time you're on the road, you know.
Right.
I mean, you're on somewhere
not
else. Yeah. Let's talk to Scott. Hi, Scott.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Scott. Hey.
What's up? I was wondering when Andy started singing. I've been following the band for a while.
It probably started when I was in Emmanuel Lutheran grade school. Back when a friend of mine and I used to skip school a lot. And and on our journeys to the arcade, we would bring our cassette decks with us and... We'd sing some songs. We never got caught, though, but then one day we finally got caught, and then that's when I had to go to music school to train my voice.
And you did go for a while and took classical guitar training, too.
Yeah, actually. I forgot all of it.
You forgot all that, though. Throw it out the window and move on there. Thanks, Scott, for being on the show with us and being part of it all. We head to Houston, Texas now, and we're going to talk with Byron. Hi, Byron.
Hello.
Hey, Byron.
What's up, Byron?
How you guys doing?
Pretty good, man.
Good.
My initial question was going to be, what did you all classify your music as so-called today's modern rock or, you know, real rock and roll, you know?
We let other people do that. We don't classify it.
Yeah.
There's too many people out there ready to classify it.
I really hadn't, this is my, actually my first chance of hearing you all, and I like it. You know, it's pretty neat to hear something, more original and different on the radio instead of everybody jumping on the bandwagon, you know.
What would you
call it, Byron? They don't want to label themselves. I think they would just call themselves a rock and roll band. What would you call it?
I would call it being original and doing their own thing instead of following somebody else's trail, you know.
Cool.
It sounded pretty good to me. Honestly, I don't know of anybody anymore that listens to the radio hardly much anymore at all. I try to listen to Rockline and shows like that because I'm speaking from my hometown, you know. They call modern rock, and everybody that I know calls it weenie rock. You know? And then you got classic rock, you know, and that's about all anybody has to listen to here anymore, you know. So.
Well, you're going to get the full plate here on Rockline as evidence tonight, Byron, and thank you for the call, and thanks to Stir for being here. The next call for Stir is Luke in West Plains, Missouri. Hi.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, Luke.
Hey, Luke.
My question is, do you all get along good as a band, and are there ever any disagreements between you guys?
Oh, daily.
several times a day.
Talk about the fist fight before the show began tonight.
Yeah, we forgot to mention that. And there's the
blood everywhere. It was awful.
We got into an actual fist fight on Fox News one time. It's kind
of
cool.
Did you really? One of the local channels or something?
Yeah.
And we got a little pushing and shoving going on there.
Yeah.
That makes for good TV, if nothing else.
We get along. We've known each other for a long time, and in order for this to work, we have to get along. So,
you know, there's a guy in a band that one time said to me, and the band is notorious for, you know, that type of thing, and he said, "You ever see cats play?" That's us, man. Sometimes you got to get a little rough, yeah. You know, and paw and claw and do that type of thing. We're going to go to Pensacola, Illinois. Is that correct?
Hmm.
Jennifer, where are you?
Pensacola, Florida.
I was going to say, it's got to be Florida, yeah.
Yes. Hey, guys.
Hey, what's up?
I was wondering if y'all had a fan club.
Not really a fan club, just more of a mailing list type thing where we keep fans in touch with what's going on with the band on the road and that type of thing.
And there's some email addresses on the CD and stuff like that?
Yeah, unfortunately, the band, personally, we're not too linked up with the internet, but our label is, so...
And we're working on it.
Yeah, we're working on it.
They're working on it.
We're going to get us a computer one day.
Let's see. I'm getting a message here. Let's see. www.hollywoodandvine.com. That's simple enough.
That's the one.
So triple dub. I hope everybody starts saying that instead of www.hollywoodandvine.com. Well, if that last call was from Pennsylvania, Illinois, this next call must be from Chicago, Florida. So, Eve, right. You're on the air.
What are some of your favorite CDs or albums of all time?
Of all times. Brad, go ahead, buddy.
Wow. Take it away, Brad.
Let's see.
You've only got the whole world of music to choose from here.
Well, besides the early K-Tel collection, I think we grew up listening to just a lot of...
Captain Internet.
Zeppelin and Rush, Traffic, a lot of those old... I can't really think of one particular album offhand, but... just pretty much the influences of the mid-70s when we were finally kind of tuning into music.
Now, you mentioned Rush. You guys have actually played the opening sequence of 2112 live.
Yes, we did that one time.
One time.
How did you know about that?
I'm omnipotent and omnipresent. Thanks for the call. I got to find out from the other two guys what you like, Andy. What about
favorite
you?
Albums of all times. Boy. That's a tough one.
Boy, that's by U2. That was their first.
Boy, it was a good one. I'm really digging an old Yardbirds album right now, and the new Supergrass. Those are my two favorites right now.
Yeah, the Yardbirds sounds like it was recorded 2 weeks ago. What about you, Kevin?
I'd say Beatles' Rubber Soul.
Good
and Pink Floyd, Dark Side of the Moon.
Wow, oh. Kevin, I'm impressed.
Hey, that's some classic stuff there. Thank you for the call, Eve. We're headed back to St. Louis to talk with Todd. Todd, you're on.
How you doing, guys? This is Todd from St. Louis. Kevin, I think you know me as the Big Gulp man from 7-Eleven.
Hey, what's up, Todd?
I used to tell Kevin Big Gulps back when he worked at the pet store when he had a regular job. And I have a quick question and then a statement, but I have to give Andy a little bit of trouble. Only a true fan could pick out the lyric bloopers you made in One Angel.
Calling us on the air.
There's no law that says an artist can't change his voice, right?
I did it justice because when I did screw up, I looked at everybody in the studio and went, gave me, you know, like the censorship look.
But I could almost feel it here in St. Louis.
Todd, that's called artistic license.
Yes.
That's right.
It's called, it's called Heineken.
We were talking about the songs evolving as we're on the road. One thing that evolves is the ever-changing lyrics.
Anything else, Todd?
My question is, guys, how has your success changed your accessibility to the fans and vice versa? And then my statement is that I just kind of want to reiterate what Paul Vavazza said, that St. Louis is real proud of these guys. And I've seen him play in front of 50 guys and in front of 250 and 5,000 people, and they always put on a great show. And if anybody deserves to be where these guys are, it's Stir.
Thank cool.
You thank you very much.
I forgot what the question was.
I'm going to cry it.
Yeah. Let's just move on. There is a question in there somewhere, but it's not going to get answered. We're going to let Alice have her turn here. She's in Columbus, Georgia. Hi, Alice.
Hi, guys. I was at a Midtown last week. I was one of the photographers right down in front of you.
All right.
Yeah, that was a great show, man.
It's a lot of fun.
First time I'd heard y'all, and I really enjoyed it. I wondered what you thought of Midtown and performing with all those people, like the Wallflowers and Silverchair and everything cool like that. It was really
it was a big
show.
Festival. We were really happy to be a part of that.
Yeah. It was great of y'all to sign things, too, for us.
Yeah, Cheap Trick was playing right after us. Yep. They're on the show. They're on
Cheap
the show
Trick,
next
yeah,
week.
Yeah, and Santana. Oh yeah.
Big concert.
Thanks for the plug for next week's show, Andy. You want to change chairs here? Yeah, yeah. Oh, he's got his hand out. He wants money now. Ah, yeah. Well, here's how we get our money. We take a break and come back on Rock Lock. It's Don in the air. Hi, Don.
How you doing, guys?
Hey, Don.
Hey, Don.
Hey, I got a question for you. Is it true that you guys are musical and stuff?
Oh, no.
This is,
goodness. This is another secret intruder imposter call.
For those of you who don't know, this has been our mentor and our guide on the road. This is Don from he's the tour manager from the Samples, and that's awesome that you got on the line, Don. How you doing?
Hey, I'm telling you, I tried for an hour to get on with you guys. You got a lot of fans out there.
Wait, after all the time that you put up with us in the last 6 months or whatever, you actually spent the time to call us.
I just got home today. You guys told me you were going to be on. I had to listen, hear what it's all about.
That's great.
He just called the dishes what he did, actually. Don, thanks for all the time that you spent, man. Thanks to everybody for listening, too, and for calling tonight. Next Monday, all four members of Cheap Trick going to join us, and they will be playing live. Special thanks tonight to Michael Gessling for his help, to Dave Ross, Tommy Daly at Capitol Records, and finally to our guests in Stir, Andy Schmidt, Kevin Gagnepain, and Brad Booker.
Thanks,
and
Bob.
We finally remembered what the other question was that the gentleman asked.
Todd.
That we forgot. Todd in St. Louis. And Kevin remembered the question. What was the question, Kevin?
It's pretty ironic. The question was, have we become any less accessible to our fans? And obviously, we don't have the time to answer that question.
And we blew him off, yeah.
So, Todd, we're totally accessible. Give me a call.
Oh, man. We just totally blew him off, and that was the end of that. So, yeah. Nope, not accessible to the fans at all, so thank you very much for calling. Yeah,
no time for fans.
Before I forget, there is something that I do want to mention here, and that is, Kevin, I want to say congratulations to you. You got married a month ago.
I did. Thank you very much.
Yeah, and I wish you many, many happy years with your wife and thinking of kids and
hopefully
all that.
She's still awake to hear that.
Yeah? Well, I'm sure she is. I have a feeling she's
congratulations to you, too.
In fact, word got to me that she was a little worried about you guys filling 90 minutes tonight, but I think you did a pretty good job on this. Yeah, I think you did pretty well. Well, this is a band that we at Rockline believe in. And I like the call from Houston from the guy who did not know you guys. And it ended up being a big treat for him because, he got turned on to you guys tonight. And hopefully a lot of other people did,
too. Yeah, Byron, that was awesome.
So thanks, everybody. I'm BC, and I'll be seeing you next week.